Megan with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Good. Let me start out with your 16-digit reservation code.
2311-0401-0011-6065.
6065. And is this Robert Hamsey?
It is.
Okay, let me pull you up here. And what's the best number to reach you at in case we get disconnected?
Probably my cell, which is 760-685-7466.
7466. Okay. And is that the same number that you called here on?
No, I called from my office.
Okay. What's that number?
858.
Mm-hmm.
481-7600.
7600. Okay. And I just have some information on file here. I need to confirm, and then we can I can answer any questions that you have. Are you still at P.O. Box 9342, Rancho Santa Fe, California, 92067?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what's your company's name?
Distinctive Properties.
And how long have you been in business?
I've been in business 11 years, and Distinctive Properties been in business probably close to 20. I purchased them and merged them in with my company June 1st of 2009.
Okay. And what was your company before that? Was it the same sort of a thing?
Yeah, same thing. I just merged them in.
Okay.
They were a RE/MAX franchise.
Oh. Okay. And do you do property management? Is that?
We do real estate services, which are very much more than that. We do property management. We do rentals. We do sales. We do listings. We do escrows.
Okay. That's awesome. So you're kind of an all-in-one, one-stop shop kind of a place. Cool.
Right. But we don't have, we have servicing partners that take care of. Like we don't arrange mortgage loans, but we have affiliated partners that do it.
Makes sense. Okay. How many employees do you have over there with all those services?
35.
Wow, that's fantastic. Are most of those like real estate agents and things like that?
Yeah, we have administrators on payroll, and then we have agents for 1099.
Okay, very cool. And then do you have a website for your company?
I do.
What is it?
It's www.distinctivepropertiesinc.com.
.com. Okay. And what's a good email address for you?
You can use Bob Hamsey, H-A-M-Z-E-Y, at Gmail.
At gmail.com. Alrighty. That's your direct email. Okay. And then, so let me, tell me what you're looking to do, and I can kind of point you in the right direction, because we have a bunch of different kinds of programs.
Well, I'm looking for a loan of hopefully not less than 18 months or 2 years. And we've been expanding our company. We opened another office. We opened another division. So that's the kind of thing, you know, we do and what we're looking to expand on.
Okay. Hiring. What's the new division that you guys opened or opening?
Pack Shore Escrow Services.
Okay.
which is in California. Where are you called? Where are you at? Where are you located?
We're in San Diego.
Oh, so are we. We're in Del Mar.
Yeah. Okay.
So in California, everybody, when they do something with real estate, they hire an escrow company to do all the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And so PacShore Escrow Services does the paperwork for people that are buying or selling a home.
Okay. So you're just trying to monetize all the way through the transaction, pretty much.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. So did you say that you've already started that new division, or you're going to be starting it?
No, we did.
Okay.
Last year.
Awesome.
And we opened up another office last year, and we're negotiating right now to buy out another small firm and merge them in with us. So, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on.
So how much were you looking for the loan amount?
Well, your offer was for $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know. You look at the work and the paperwork, I guess, if we go through with it, and then you'll tell me what you can do.
Okay. And then what were you going to be using the money for exactly? Just for hiring? Or?
Yeah, business expansion, sure.
Sure. Okay. So kind of can you expand on that a little bit, like what exactly you're going to be doing as far as expansion goes?
Well, why don't you tell me about your product? I don't even know if I want to do business with you. You're sure asking me a lot of questions.
Sure. I'm just trying to understand, you know, what you guys are trying to do, because we have so many different products that I could just be telling you about all of them for days here. But if I know exactly what you're trying to do, then I don't have to, you know, explain things that might not apply to you necessarily. But let me ask you this. Let me ask you a couple of qualifying questions to see what you would kind of qualify for. What did you guys do in sales last year?
Well, in sales, probably around $65
million. Wow. Okay.
But in commissions, $2
million. Okay.
Yeah, depends on what you mean by sales. You know, we only chart sales as a factor of advertising. So we can say we did $65 million in transactions last year or whatever. We can't spend sales. We spend commission.
Right. So on your taxes, on your gross, you know, revenues, the top line there, that says $2 million then?
Yeah, that's about $2 million.
Okay, $2 million. And then that's including, like, all of your different services, the escrow and all of that?
Correct.
Okay, awesome. And then are you 100% owner of the company?
Well, it's a corporation, but I own the stock.
You own 100% of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it a S-Corp or? Yeah, you said? Okay. And how does your credit look?
Probably mid to high sixes.
Okay. Okay. So pretty much what it seems to me that you're looking for is, you know, just a working capital loan, short-term loan. We base that off of your sales, which would be at the $2 million. And we say we can usually get you about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So conservatively, I think we can get you 200, you know, maybe more than that, maybe 300, somewhere in that range. And then it is a short-term loan, so it's usually anywhere from 6 months to 2 years terms. So if it's a higher amount like that, the 250 range, we most likely could get you terms from 18 to 2 years, that sort of thing. Especially because
in anything that short, 6 months, I wouldn't even give you the paperwork to start.
Sure. I know. The thing is that some businesses get, you know, like $30,000, and that's obviously not going to be a 2 year loan. It's going to be probably a 6 month loan, but since you would qualify for that higher amount, you're going to get options for longer term, probably 18 to 20 24 months or so.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Are you a broker, or do you keep all this in-house, or does it get farmed out to other people?
We do some in-house, and then we also do some loans externally. Yeah.
Where's the company located? Because we have a Cardiff right here in California.
Yeah, Cardiff by the Sea. We're actually down farther south, kind of by UTC area.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not interested in having this brokered out to anybody, period.
Okay.
If you can't do it in-house, I don't want to deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you why. Because I, 3 years ago, started with a loan from Yellowstone, a short-term loan. That's why I don't want another one.
Yeah.
And then I had a couple others. And then last January, this January passed, I wanted to get a loan for business expansion because everybody was now talking about longer loans, just like you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I picked five people that swore they were direct underwriters, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is why my FICO is lower right now. I picked five entities that swore they were direct underwriters. I gave each one of those five entities an application and the bank statements they wanted. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On each application, I made a little tweak, so each application would be slightly different than the other one. Do you know how many inquiries showed up on my credit in the next 30 to 40 days? 60.
Wow.
You know what that did to my FICO?
Dumped it into the trash.
Yeah. Dumped it into the trash. Absolutely. Now I'm trying to fight those from these entities that pulled credit reports on me that I have no idea who they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
That's why I simply don't want to get involved with people that claim to be direct underwriters, and then they mm-hmm. send it all over the place.
Yeah, I totally understand that. We
My
do.
My was over 700.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 60 inquiries, that's like absolutely insane. I know that would destroy a credit score, just that alone.
While I'm using a credit repair company to challenge those. And it's taking a while, but I'm sure, after a period of time, I'll get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, right. And I know who did it because I remember what I did is I tweaked each application so there's just something a little different. Do you know I haven't even applied to anybody since that craziness in January? And I'm getting probably 3 and 4 calls a day or things in the mail like yours. But mostly
wow.
telephone calls. A lot of them are from, it sounds like, from India, the Philippines. They're definitely in boiler rooms because there's nothing but noise on the other end.
Uh-huh.
And they're just hounding my business like crazy. But how all these other people pulled my credit, I have no idea. Maybe there's something on those apps that gave them the right, if somebody else sent it to them, that they could pull my credit. But that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. What we do is we only pull one credit bureau, which is Experian, and then it would just be that one inquiry. If we either, can fund it in-house or we send it out, but we would send it with that credit report, right? So we're not going to shop your loan, like, all around town. And the way that we do our loans, like, if we decide to not fund it in-house, we know very intimately what you would be approved for from someone else, right? So we would only send it to maybe one or two people that we know that can get you a very good approval, maybe something better than what we can do. So we definitely wouldn't like shotgun out your package or anything like that, but yeah, I mean, that's terrible.
Anyway, so you offered three loan programs on this flyer. Secured loan,
mm-hmm.
unsecured loan, unsecured refi program. What's the difference between an unsecured loan and an unsecured refi program?
That would probably be like if you already have a working capital loan, we can refinance that. Into a different unsecured program. So let's say if you had a small working capital loan, then we could probably, refinance that plus give you extra cash back and then just roll it all into one loan kind of a thing. Do you have any working capital loans right now?
I do.
Okay. Who do you have them with?
Cabbage. And Blue Vine.
And Blue Vine. Do you know what are the balances for those?
Well, they're lines of credit. So, you know, I can, it's not like I got a fixed loan and I got a payback period. They're simply a line of credit and I can mm-hmm. borrow on them whenever I want. I think okay. outstanding, I probably owe about 50 outstanding currently.
On both of them combined?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, combined.
50 outstanding. And what's the limits on them?
I've got about $100,000 limit, about 50 each.
Oh, okay. So $100,000 together, and so you're
right.
about 50%
I've got a minimum payment I have to make, depending on how much I've got outstanding, or I can make more, and it's both of, you know, so it's monthly, but they're lines of credit. So if I could, it's not like they gave me, okay, you've got a line, you've got a $50,000 loan, here's your $50,000, boom, and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You got a $50,000 loan, say, with Cabbage or Blue Vine, and then I just draw some money if I need it, and then I pay it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you trying to roll that into a loan to pay that $50,000 off? Or
maybe
are you just
I would. You know, maybe I would, but that's I'd never go back into this 4 months and 6 months. That's absurd for a regular business. Absolutely absurd.
Mm-hmm.
And the computed interest rate is worse than borrowing from the mafia.
Yeah, that's usually true. The thing is that we're getting approvals like up to 3 years. I don't like to say that because I want you to have like a realistic expectation, right? Like I'm not going to tell you.
I have a realistic expectation. I said I wouldn't accept anything less than 18 months, but I'd like to see something maybe for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask for 3.
Right. I'm just saying that we have programs that we can get, you know, some people approve for 3 years. So it is possible. We definitely have longer term programs than like ever before. This is a very rapidly changing, I guess, program for the better. It's getting longer. It's getting cheaper, all those things. You know, for first time customers, we don't usually see approvals for more than 2 years. It happens sometimes for like, you know, the top 5% of businesses, but
right.
Yeah, but definitely 18 months to 2 years is I would think doable with your business, honestly.
All right, so what do you need to see?
So it's just a one-page application and then 6 months of bank statements and last year's tax return. Are you done with 2015 yet?
No. Even for
okay.
the unsecured lines?
The unsecured, yeah. That's what we need for unsecured.
All right, well, if I decide to do it, I've got everything here in the website to go get the application and everything, so I'll let you know, but I'm kind of standing off here because, oh, yeah, you sent me an application because I don't want this thing brokered.
Sure. Let me check on that too and see what we can do in house and see, you know, exactly how that would work knowing what I know about your business.
Right.
And I can give you a call back on that as well. All right, will do.